Welcome to Rise and Rank with Rank Pass Podcast, Google Business Profile Edition. The only podcast giving you step-by-step guidance to make your business stand out and shine on Google.
We're your overly enthusiastic and highly caffeinated hosts, Kai and Eileen, here to help you turn your Google Business Profile into a lead-generating machine.
Join us every Tuesday for the hottest local SEO tips and tricks to boost your visibility on Google and outshine your competition.
More clicks, more calls, and more customers. And we try to keep it fun.
So let's rise through the ranks together, one Google Business Profile tip at a time. Okay, riddle me this. What do a fluffy puppy, a deep tissue massage, and kitchen renos all have in common?
They all sound like things I wanted after last Christmas.
Aha, close. They're all services that people search for on Google every single day. And yet, so many businesses treat their services like they're top secret FBI files. Like, shh, don't tell Google what we do.
Right? It's like running a pizza shop and hiding the menu behind a velvet curtain. We make pizza, but what kind? Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Okay, buckle up, because today we are busting that curtain wide open. Hey, 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 welcome back to RankPass Google Business Profile Optimization Course, your go-to for making local SEO fun, not forehead slapping.
I'm Eileen, your caffeine-powered tour guide through the wild world of Google listings.
And I'm Kai, lover of good vibes, great coffee, and businesses that actually show up online when I Google them.
Today we're diving into one of the most misunderstood but ridiculously powerful parts of your Google Business Profile, the services versus products sections.
Ooh, I love a good versus, like Batman versus Superman, or tacos versus burritos. This is going to be good.
All right, picture this. You're a business owner, you've got amazing services. Maybe you do landscaping, tutoring, waxing, whatever your jam is.
But on Google, you've got nothing listed. Zero, zilch, nada. That's like being Taylor Swift and never booking a gig. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's true. Services and products on Google Business are like your business's red carpet moment. They tell Google what you do and show customers what they want. One's the menu, the other's the window display.
Yes, services equal what you do. Products equal what people see and go, ooh, I want that.
And let's break it down. Services are built for service-based businesses. Duh, you add categories like plumbing or massage therapy, and within those, you add the actual service names, like emergency pipe repair or 60-minute deep tissue massage.
But here's the kicker. No images, no prices, no links, just clean, keyword-rich descriptions. It's like the GPS for Google. It tells the search engine, hey, this is what we do. You've got 120 characters for your service title, an optional price to add, and a 300-character description section. Make it keyword-rich and click-worthy while still describing your service. With only 300 characters, there's no room for fluff here.
Great info. Okay, but then products? Whole other vibe.
Oh yeah. Think of the products section as your business's Instagram grid. Visual, clicky, and built to convert.
Pro tip here. Even if you're selling a service, put it in products if it's got a price, a promo, or looks cute in a photo. We're talking puppy wash and fluff for $40 with an adorable dog photo. Yes, please.
Haha, and don't forget the product or promo landing page. That link is the add to cart of local business.
So here's a real world example. A dog groomer did this perfectly. In services, she listed pet grooming, nail trimming, flea treatment.
Boring on paper, but good for Google.
Right. But then in products, bam. Puppy wash and fluff, $40. With brushing and blow dry. Picture of a sparkly clean pup. CTA, book now.
Google sees her services. Customers see her products. Boom, it's like GPS and a billboard in one. Now you might be wondering, do I really need to do all this?
Yes. This is your visibility rocket booster, my friend.
Every listing you add is like a little SEO appetizer. It whets the customer's appetite and makes them want to bite. Calls, bookings, walk-ins, they all go up.
And let's be real, not listing anything? That's like opening a bakery and forgetting to put cupcakes in the display case.
No cupcakes? Well, that's just sad.
Oh, aw, don't cry, Kai. All right, what's next for our listeners?
Okay, time to give you the quick and dirty checklist to make your listings actually convert.
Yes, hit us with it.
Number one, clear titles, no fluff, just say what it is. SAT test prep, not academic ascension package. You're not naming a fragrance.
Oh, the final exam.
Number two, add pricing, or at least starting rates. Customers want direction. Pricing is the GPS, remember?
Starting at $89. Don't make people play guessing games.
Number 3. Descriptions that sell. Short, punchy, and clear, and under 300 characters.
No novels. Think elevator pitch, but the elevator's only going up one floor.
Exactly. Number 4. Use photos, even for services. Show your tools, your happy clients, your workspace.
If you don't have a photo, it's like a movie poster with no picture. I'm not watching that.
Lastly, link to action. Book now, learn more, order online. That call to action is the difference between a curious click and a closed tab. Okay, let's talk strategy. How do we make this thing hum like an EV?
Simple. Group your services. Update seasonally. Use UTM links to track performance. And always, always drop in those local keywords.
Whoa, you just threw in an acronym I don't think a lot of listeners would know. Heck, I can't even remember what that stands for. What is it? Urchin Tracking Module or something?
Yes, you're right. Urchin Tracking Module. But that doesn't really matter. The name comes from the company that Google bought. You just need to know that it's a simple piece of code you can add to any URL for tracking purposes.
Correct. Something you add to the end of your URL that allows Google to track click stats. Do a search for Google UTM Builder, and the first result should be from DA DevTools. Build a UTM URL with that tool, and then add that to your product page URLs in the product section of your GBP.
Okay, that was a bit advanced. Note that you don't need to use UTMs. It's just great to be able to have that data to work with. Kai, maybe it's time for a real-world example?
Okay, here's an example that sparks. Product name, Home Electrical Safety Inspection. Price. Starting at $89.
Description. Ensure your home is safe with our comprehensive electrical safety inspection. We check wiring, outlets, panels, and more to prevent hazards and keep your family protected. Peace of mind starts with a professional electrical inspection. Book today for a safer, smarter home.
It's clean, it's clear, and it's got seasoning. Without keywords, your listing's just plain chicken.
And nobody wants bland chicken.
Well, there are those really big dudes at the gym. I see them eating a lot of bland chicken.
Ha! Right. Okay, back on track. Ready to take action like the GBP rockstar you were born to be?
Yes, sir. Give me the checklist.
Log in to business.google.com or simply search for your company name in Google to access the Google Business Profile dashboard. Click on the Products tab to add products and the Services tab to add services. Add your top products. Include product name, category, price, a product description including target keywords, and a CTA or call to action, such as click the link below for more information, or buy online at the link below.
And then make sure you link to the product page on your website and use a great image. A square image is best for products, and 720 by 720 pixels is the ideal size.
If you have special features every other month, add those and update them regularly. So whether you're a dog groomer, a math tutor, or an electrician who moonlights as a magician, don't let your Google Business profile sit there like yesterday's toast.
Get those services and products working for you. Make them shine. Make them click-worthy. And make Google say, "Ooh, we love this."
If you learned something today, or if we just made you laugh like even once,
come on, give us some love. Google Rank Past and leave us a glowing review. Or shout us out on social media. Or hey, visit us at rankpast.com for more free goodies.
You've got this. Go turn those listings into lead magnets. We'll see you in the next episode of RankPast's Google Business Profile Optimization course.
Where SEO is spicy, services are sexy, and puppies are always welcome. Thanks for tuning in to Rise and Rank with RankPast Podcast.
Want more tips and tools to increase your clicks and customers? Head to rankpass.com/GBP for full episode details and free resources.
And hey, don't forget to leave us a review. And tune in every Tuesday for more ways to make your Google Business Profile shine and climb the ranks.